might even delve deeper into natural history and say the periodical cicada spends 6 years as a grub underground and no more than 6 days as a free creature of sunlight and air. Your son Wilfred has spent 6 years as a grub in this school, and we are still waiting for him to emerge from the chrysalis. A particularly poisonous little girl might sting me into saying Fiona has the same glacial beauty as an iceberg, but unlike the iceberg, she has absolutely nothing below the surface. I think I might enjoy writing end of term reports for the stinkers in my class, but enough of that. We have to get on.
Occasionally, one comes across parents who take the opposite line, who show no interest at all in their children, and these, of course, are far worse than the dotting ones. Mr. and Mrs. Wormwood were two such parents. They had a son called Michael and a daughter called Matilda, and the parents looked upon Matilda, and in particular, as nothing more than a scab. A scab is something that you have to put up with until the time comes when you can pick it up and flick it away. Mr. and Mrs. Wormwood looked forward enormously to the time when they could pick their daughter off and flick her away, preferably into the next country or even further than that. It is bad enough when parents treat ordinary children as though they were scabs and bunions, but it becomes somehow a lot worse when the child in question is extraordinary, and by that I mean sensitive and brilliant. Matilda was both of these things, but above all she was brilliant. Her mind was so knowable and she was so quick to learn that her ability should have been obvious even to the most half-witted of the parents. But Mr. and Mrs. Wormwood were both so gormless and wrapped up in their own silly lives that they failed to notice anything unusual about their daughter. To tell the truth, I doubt they would have noticed
had
she crawled into the house with a broken leg.
Pages 3 and 4 by CJ and Hannah.